Long ago in old Japan, there was a samurai warrior who had grown tired of making war. He longed to settle down and find a wife and raise a family, and he knew precisely the kind of wife that he would choose. She would have hair of silk, skin of satin, her eyes would be like garnets, her teeth like pearls, and her hand like an open flower. Her voice would be like music, but she would only speak when spoken to, and she would always walk 6 paces behind. And in those days in old Japan, he was able to find a wife like that. Her name was Momotaro, Little Peach, and Momotaro and the warrior were married and lived together happily for 3 years. But by the end of 3 years, the warrior had grown tired of Momotaro. She was too subservient. She never had an original thought. She never laughed. She had no sense of humor. And he had found a woman in a nearby village who pleased him very much. She always laughed at his jokes. Sometimes she spoke back. She had a sense of humor. She was interesting. She was the one with whom he should spend his life. But what was he to do with Momotaro? In those days in old Japan, there was no such thing as divorce. And Momotaro's health, as everything about her, was perfect. So the warrior began to spend all of his waking moments thinking of ways to be rid of his perfect wife. Now every day at sunset, the warrior and Momotaro walked along the cliffs beside their home, watching the sun set. They enjoyed watching the changing colors of the sky, listening to the sound of the surf far below. One night as they walked along, the fog rolled in thick and heavy from the ocean, and beside him, the warrior heard Momotaro slip, and suddenly he reached out and pulled her to safety. And then he thought, that was stupid. But it gave him an idea. He walked along to the place where the cliffs were the highest, the rocks below the sharpest, the fall the most certainly fatal. And he gave Momo's shoulders a little squeeze and a sharp push, and she fell perfectly and silently to the rocks below. The warrior went on home, and the next morning he went to all of his neighbors and told them that Momo had fallen off of the cliffs the night before and that everybody had to help search the beach below for her body. All the neighbors went out and searched for hours, but there was no sign of Momotaro. And finally, a memorial service was held. And all the friends and neighbors said that the warrior was taking her death like a man. But the warrior was rather pleased with the turn of events, and he went home that night with a smile on his face, and he dreamed of his new wife. But in the middle of the night, he was awakened by a strange sound, a squelching, wet sound, the sound of footsteps outside of his window, and he looked up to see the face of Momotaro, but not as it had been in life. That silken hair hung wet and tangled with seaweed. The satin skin was torn and hung away from the skull. One of the garnet eyes was missing, and the other protruded out over the cheekbone. The pearl-like teeth were broken out. The hand that had been like an open flower was a skeletal claw. And the voice that had been like music, was like music no longer, for she opened her mouth and said but one word. Revenge! The warrior saw that face and he heard that voice and he leaped from his bed and went tearing out through the paper walls of his house and out onto the cliffs. But he had nowhere to go. He certainly could not tell his neighbors what he had seen or why. That night, he returned to his house, but he didn't sleep, For Momotaro returned also, with that eye hanging out over her cheek, that skeletal claw reaching out, and that voice. Revenge! Night after night she came. Night after night he saw her. Night after night he heard her. He got no sleep. He got no rest. He was so exhausted that his eyes were sunken into his skull. His skin was as white as paper. His neighbors and relatives saw that he was getting ill, and they knew that he was grieving for Momotaro. They tried to help. They invited him into their homes. They tried to introduce him to new women, but he would have none of it. Night after night, she returned. Night after night, he got no sleep. And finally, he grew used to it. You can grow used to almost anything with time. In fact, he grew so used to it that he began to court that woman in the nearby village. And it was finally decided between them that they would be married. A grand wedding was held. And when the wedding was over, he stood with his arm about his new wife, facing the gathered throng, looking out over the flowers and the musicians and the food, looking all the way to the back of the room where he saw Momotaro. With that eye hanging out over the cheekbone, the skin torn away from the skull, that claw-like hand reaching out, and that voice. Revenge! He would not let her ruin his wedding. He would not let his friends and relatives see her. He tore the ceremonial sword from his side and went slashing out through the people, through the food, through the flowers, through the musicians, to that face. His friends and relatives saw only a samurai warrior gone mad. His new wife deserted him. His friends would have nothing more to do with him, and he was alone, except for Momotaro. She returned night after night after night, and finally he could stand it no longer. He walked out onto the cliffs, to the place where the cliffs were the highest, the rocks below the sharpest, the fall the most certainly fatal. And he stepped out and fell, silently and perfectly, to the rocks below. And the only sound that could be heard was a voice floating far out to sea.